We want you to feel right at home. Thanks for being with us on the Home and Garden Show. Brought to you by Moldoff, H&N Basement Works, Langton Climate Care, and Terra Greenhouses on AM 900 CHML.
Hour number two of the Home and Garden Show for this Saturday, and it's great to have you here. What a beautiful Saturday it is. You just heard Bill's weather forecast, and it's looking like a beauty both today and tomorrow for doing anything outside. I've got a lot of inside stuff I have to get done as well, Jerry. I've got a lot of organizing to do, a lot of junk removal to do. Just I don't believe how much stuff we accumulate.
It does not take long for it to happen.
It's just unbelievable. You go in there, you go into the furnace room, you go into the storage room, and you say to yourself, why am I holding on to this thing? You know, I haven't even looked at it in 10 years. Why is it here?
The scary thing is this, it seemed fine at the time.
I know. All of those things and all of those impulse purchases and all of that stuff, they all end up in a dumpster somewhere. But, this is a weekend. Forget about the inside stuff. Get outside and enjoy the outside because you've waited long enough for that. When I think of the outside, I think of decks and pools and that kind of thing. And this is your opportunity to bring your questions to the table. We have an expert coming up here in a minute from Paradise Decks and Landscape Design in Hamilton, 905-645-3221 or *9900. Maybe you're somebody that's looking at a redesign. You want to know what the latest technology is, what the latest designs are. Maybe you're a bit of a do-it-yourselfer and you'd like a little bit of advice from an expert. 905-645-3221 or *9900. Want to welcome to the Home and Garden Show our friend Adrian Simeonovic. He's the owner of Paradise Decks in Hamilton. Adrian, nice to talk to you again. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jamie. Nice to talk to you again.
You know, I get it's amazing how much focus and how much investment people are putting into both landscape design and outdoor living spaces, Adrian. This is great for your industry.
It is. It's an increasing trend. I don't have any hard data to support why that's happening, but I suspect that people are tired of long drives up to cottage country. I think that increasingly people are seeing their backyards as a cottage environment, and they're putting the money into that. They're turning their backyards into their own sort of private little oases.
We've seen some amazing things go on. I know in my own neighborhood, I've noticed a lot of newer homes. Well, you don't have to have a newer home. It can be an older home, too. But people building overhangs off the back of the back wall of their home to create, some coverage. And then underneath that, of course, the decking and beautiful woodwork and cabinetry. And it's just incredible.
Yeah, and you've hit it on the head. I think in the past, the deck sort of was the focus. People would create a deck, and that sort of became their outdoor living space. But it's become so much more now. You mentioned outdoor pergolas or pavilions, completely covered areas. We do many sort of outdoor kitchens, complete with granite countertops, built-in cooktops. Swimming pools, of course, patio spaces, even outdoor fireplace features are becoming very, very popular.
Sure.
So it's becoming completely different now. People really are turning their backyards into complete living spaces.
Adrian, the thing that I noted about your company, which I thought was interesting and a point of differentiation with other deck companies out there, and there are lots of them, is that your company is called Paradise Decks and Landscape Design. And to me, that moniker just makes sense when I'm thinking about having a deck built on my home. You've got to consider the landscape when you do it. Yet, you'll run into situations where people will decide on their own. They're just going to throw a deck up. They're going to get themselves, their brothers and brother-in-law to come for a few Sundays and work on it. And they don't really think about the landscape design part of it. And there are other companies out there that don't do that as well. You want a deck? Okay, we'll build a nice deck for you. There you go. It's really important to consider the landscape design element, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think that you have to consider the entire concept, not just the deck. And you know, that I became aware of, you know, as our business began to evolve. I think often people make the mistake that they begin with the landscaping. That's even a bit of an error as well. I think you need to begin with the sort of dominant features in the yard, be it a pool or a patio or a deck. Those are the dominant features that anchor the total concept. And then the landscaping becomes so integral to that. You need to make sure that the landscaping complements the deck design.
Sure.
And so we realized that we needed to approach the entire concept. And that, I think people are really responding to that and understand that it's not just a matter of building the deck. It's a matter of considering all the other elements that are going to be part of the total landscape design.
Right, and use of space is so important. I know when I look at an empty space, which my backyard happens to be at this point, I'm in a newer home, haven't done a lot. I look at the space, and I'm often a terrible judge of what's possible in that kind of space. I have no real concept of that, and I think a lot of us may be in the same boat. You know, you really have to have a feel for what's the word, scale, I suppose.
Yeah, and you make an excellent point, Jamie, because often people design decks that are not in keeping with the scale of the yard. So
right.
You know, they want a big, large deck, but it can become, you know, overwhelming in relation to the space available in the yard, and that may not have been the best choice. The deck maybe a better choice would have been a patio that's closer to the ground that doesn't seem overwhelming in a smaller yard. But you know, that's precisely why there are professionals available that you can contact, and we're happy to have a discussion about your backyard and offer advice as to
right.
what makes most sense.
Adrian, just talk in general. We've just got a minute here before we have to take a break. But talk in general about if I'm setting out to hire a company to come and put a deck in, just in general, what kinds of questions should I be asking various deck companies that I'd be interviewing?
I think most people already have developed a wish list of sorts of things that they'd love to see in their landscape design, or if it's only a deck, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some people simply want the deck without a lot of elaborate landscaping, or even simplified landscaping, or perhaps they want to phase the project. So I think it's important maybe to go through pictures, get a feel for what it is that you're interested in incorporating into the design,
right,
and then just make the call. And often the best place to start is to listen to an actual designer expert offer some advice as to what sorts of things may or may not work in the yard.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we'll certainly offer our listeners an opportunity right now at 905-645-3221 or *9900 to call and ask you a question directly. But when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about the materials that can be used to create these wonderful decks and how technology is changing a lot of that. Stay on the line, Adrian, and you bring your questions to the table for our expert, 905-645-3221 or *9900. It's the Home and Garden Show with Jamie West on AM 900 CHML.
Great to have you with us on the Home and Garden Show. Brought to you by Moldaw, H&N Basement Works, Langton Climate Care, and Terra Greenhouses on AM 900 CHML.
Jamie West here with you. The phone numbers to call 905-645-3221 or *9900. We're talking decks, and if you've got a question about doing it yourself, or you're thinking about having a deck or patio or something professionally installed, this is a great opportunity to talk to our expert. Adrian Simonovic is here from Paradise Decks in Hamilton. And Adrian, thanks again for taking the time to be with us here this morning.
My pleasure.
The your website is beautiful. Lots of terrific photographs of work that you've done. It's quite amazing the various mixing and matching. You know, I'm looking at wood and stonework all mixed together, and how beautiful it is. What goes into making a landscape design and a deck or a patio all come together? Tough question.
Yeah, it's. I guess it's a vision. So it's funny. As soon as I walk into a backyard, I almost immediately have an impression of how I want to configure the space. I don't know if that's just, you know, because I've been doing it for so long, or because I know how spaces work best. But every property I feel lends itself to a particular design, and so it sort of evolves from that. But then I also have to consider all of the things that the homeowner wants in their design.
Right, and that's often a pain, right? Because they're getting in the way of your creative design.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm kidding. But sometimes I'm sure you've run into situations where you know that what they want is probably not the best thing for them, but you kind of got to go along with it anyway and kind of hold your nose, right?
Yeah, well, or maybe gently nudge them towards an alternative, and hopefully that they'll understand why we're directing them that way. But in the case where they're adamant about holding on to particular features, then we'll figure out a way to best make it work. And normally we can, in most cases, we can find a solution.
I suppose it's like anything, Adrian, particularly in your business, you've got to have a creative mind to begin with. It's not about, at the outset being great at the construction part and the measuring and the materials. It's really about having a great creative mind as well. You need those other things I mentioned, of course, but if that's all you have and you don't have the creative end in your mind, then you're at a disadvantage in your industry.
Well, I think so. I mean, there are a lot of very good builders, but they don't necessarily always have the best ideas. And there. Some of us are, and I'm not suggesting that it's me, but there are people who specialize in design, who
sure.
just understand living spaces and how they best work.
All right, let's go to the phones. Well, when we come back on the other side, we'll talk about materials. But Dale has been kind enough to call through to the program. Dale, welcome to the Home and Garden Show. Go ahead.
I usually call about the garden, but this is something that I think your guest is going to be able to help me with. Last year we had stonework put between a deck and a lower concrete patio. And I incorporated flower bed on one side, and there's another flower bed just beside the deck. So in between, I have a very, very narrow strip of grass about 3 feet wide and 10 to 12 feet long, mm-hmm. going out to our lawn. Now, can I get artificial turf that's only 3 feet wide?
Yes, artificial turf can be cut to whatever size you like.
Okay, but do I have to pay for a 12-foot piece?
You'd best speak to the artificial grass people on that one. I'm not exactly sure. I do think that they sell it per roll, and then you can just cut it to size.
Okay. And is it better to buy, like, really this purpose of this artificial grass is to keep the lawnmower off that, because it blows grass into each of my flower beds.
Sure.
But also for our dog.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because in the wintertime, sometimes there's so much snow, she'll only go that far.
Artificial grass is a good solution, I think, for creating a bit of a dog run. You're not going to have the yellowing and that sort of thing, so it's probably a good solution. I can understand why a narrow, long strip of grass would be difficult to maintain.
Yes.
And it might be a good solution.
There you go, Dale.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
There's Dale, and you're welcome to give us a call, too, at 905-645-3221, star 9900. And, you know, Adrian, that question about artificial grass, and let's face it, that stuff is quite amazing, the new technology for artificial grass. Of course, we see the AstroPlay stuff that the football players and the professional leagues play on now that really resembles it. We see it around. It's got its uses, doesn't it?
It really does, and it is quite amazing how authentic it looks.
Yeah.
They have various shades available and differentiation in the shades, so it looks like the real thing. You would be very hard pressed to tell that it's not real grass.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. So, on the subject of technology and new materials and things like that, how have deck materials evolved over the years, Adrian? And where are we at today? Paint us a little bit of a picture historically, and bring us into the new century here.
Sure. So, it wasn't all that long ago where decks were built primarily out of cedar. And then along came, and pine was an option, but pine does not hold up well in our climate, be it in the U.S. or Canada.
It's very soft, right?
It's quite soft, and it behaves in a certain manner that's, you know, not the most conducive, in our climate. But they began to treat it with a chemical that would protect it against decay and insects and that sort of thing. So pressurized or pressure-treated lumber became hugely popular and became an alternative to cedar because the price point was lower.
Right.
So those were the two sort of materials that dominated the market for many, many years. And then probably about 12 to 15 years ago, they began to produce composites. And those materials, and composite, if for the listeners who aren't aware, composite refers to a man-made board that is comprised of wood fiber and recycled plastic that's pressed together into a board.
Right.
And for all intents and purposes, it's maintenance-free. It doesn't require any maintenance. And that has become hugely popular and has become the preferred choice for most of our customers.
You know, that's the kind of thing that's right up my alley. And obviously, that's going to last a long time. How long a lifespan does a composite deck have compared to cedar or pressure treated?
Well, the manufacturer themselves offer what they call a limited lifetime warranty, 25 years.
Wow.
That I think is going to last longer than probably most of the substructure on the deck anyway. So I think if you can get 25 years out of a deck, and it literally does not require any maintenance, excuse me, other than, you know, the occasional wash.
Sure, sure. And I know that, you know, listen, I love cedar because of the natural look of it. It's absolutely gorgeous when you installed it. But it takes a lot of maintenance to keep it looking that good, doesn't it? And I'm not sure that you can, ever quite get it the way it looks when it's new. Just the way we live our lives, it goes gray. I guess some people kind of like that look as well, but it takes a lot of maintenance.
Well, it does take maintenance, but just as there are experts in landscape design and deck construction, there are now many companies that offer professional services in maintaining your wood, and they are truly experts in keeping your wood looking beautiful. In fact, just like it did the day that it was built, year after year after year. So even the technology around staining has come a long way. With composite decks, we'll often introduce wood elements. For instance, pergolas, they still need, although they do have some options now for composite pergolas, but a lot of our designs will introduce wood elements together with the composite to warm it up, to bring in some of the natural elements. And we think that in many cases that looks superior to decks that are completely composite. So there is some maintenance involved, but what's really, really difficult to maintain is the floor surface. Those horizontal surfaces that are exposed to the sun, exposed to the surfaces,
mm-hmm.
those are what are so difficult to maintain. Verticals tend to be a little easier to maintain. And so for that reason, we'll often, for instance, do the dominant surface, the composite floor or the deck floor, but right. we'll do, for instance, a cedar rail.
Ah, very interesting. And see, I wouldn't have known or thought that the two things would go together, but there are pictures and you can see it does go together very, very well.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, absolutely incredible, the stuff that's on your website, Adrian, and we really appreciate you being with us here this morning to talk to our listeners, and you know, hopefully we'll find some time to get you back on. Congratulations on all the fine work you're doing at Paradise Decks and Landscape Design. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can contact us through the website, paradisedecks.com. You know, that would probably be the best way to reach us. We'd love to speak to anybody that's interested in deck design. We love what we do, and we'd love to speak to you.
Fantastic. Thanks again for your time. Have a wonderful weekend, Adrian, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There's Adrian Simeonovic. He is the owner of Paradise Decks in Hamilton, and you just go to paradisedecks.com. Check it out. Lots of great photographs there that will give you some inspiration and ideas. And, yeah, I mean, it's I love that stuff. I really do. Patios and decks all going together. You don't have to settle for one or the other. You can kind of have both if you've got the right landscape design put together.
And you can top it off with a pool.
Well, that's interesting that you mentioned that, Jerry, because coming up in our next segment, we'll have Dale Craig with us from Pioneer Family Pools. And if you think deck and patio design and technology are interesting and exciting, wait till you hear what's going on in the world of pools. All of that still to come. And your phone calls welcome at 905-645-3221 or star 9900 here on the Home and Garden Show on AM 900 CHML.